أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City Center, today we will look at Surah Al-Bayyinah. Now this is the last of the four chapters or the four surah in the city center. It's a Madani surah. It's surah number 98. And the title is Al-Bayyinah. And Bayyinah comes from Bayna, which means to separate truth from falsehood. And it describes this principal message of indisputable evidence, the message of the Quran as delivered by the messenger. We don't recite the surah very often. I remember when I was first introduced to it was when I was losing children through miscarriages. And again, my grandma said, the Prophet said, recite it, it saved you from miscarriage. And although I recited it, it was a difficult surah and didn't quite understand it. But it's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. If you want something to be accepted, a deed to be accepted, recite it 21 times. If you want to remove the ill effects of food, recite it on food. It's a surah of forgiveness. Recite it on water. It's actually a cure for all ailments. So if you're not feeling well, if somebody's not well, give them the gift of water on which you've recited Surah Al-Bayyinah. So let's first look at the focus. It's literally the crystal clear message of the Quran. And this is in Ayah 5. If I was to put it in a nutshell, it's actually saying, connect to divinity and manifest your connection to divinity in serving his creation. So we divided the surah into four sections. The first section is about how the truth caused a division in the people of the book. When the Ahlul Kitab heard the message as given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the message of the Quran, it caused a division because they perceived loss of leadership, power and prestige if they accepted this message. And this is true in all ages. We do not accept the truth because we fear we may lose our status, we may lose our power, we may lose our leadership. The fifth ayah is basically the crux of the surah, which gives us the crystal clear message of the Quran. And literally it says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا, all they were commanded to do, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, was that you will be connected to Allah. You will be his slave. You will accept him as your master. Number three, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, you will be sincere to him in religion. The third thing, حُنَفَاءَ, you will be upright in truth. وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ, you will establish salah in your life. وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةَ, and you will manifest this salah into giving zakah, in other words, in serving humanity. ذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةَ, that is the true religion. And in essence, that is bayyinah, that is a crystal clear message of the Quran. In the third section, Allah talks about the consequences of covering up the truth. And that is Jahannam, and that he says these are the worst of creation because they cover up the truth. They don't utilize the blessings that have been given by Allah to reach their full potential. And finally, in the last section, the reward of belief and its manifestation as good works, where he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, indeed those who believe and manifest their belief in serving creation, in doing good deeds, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ, they are the best of creation. Iman or belief is not simply a verbal pronouncement. It is its manifestation in how we deal with creation, how we serve humanity, how we leave the world a better place than what we found it in. And finally, the last ayah says their reward. I love it. جَزَاهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Their reward is with their Rabb in gardens of immortality, perpetuity, beneath which rivers flow, abiding therein forever. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Allah, divinity, is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ, that is for those who are in awe of their Rabb. In essence, this is the limitlessness that the human being so craves. The rivers are the energies or the attributes of the human being, of forgiveness, generosity, and nobility. The state of rida comes from contentment, like we see in Surah Al-Fajr, where Allah says, يَا أَيَّتُ النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ إِرْجِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً. O you who have attained a state of peace and tranquility by gaining command over your lower self and successfully passing all trials, tribulations, anxieties, and ups and downs of life, return to your Rabb. There is a hadith that states that if people knew how blissful this surah is, that Surah Al-Bayyinah, they would leave everything to learn it. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are Ahlul Quran and those who recite Surah Al-Bayyinah every day so we may understand the crystal clear message of the Quran. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.